Hello and welcome to the first of a varsity series of URN Away Days. We're here at David Ross for the first event of varsity between Trent and Nottingham. We're here at the American Football. I'm joined by April. April, how are you?
I'm doing really well, Dom. How are you?
Thank you for asking. I'm doing quite well. It's quite a grey day, but I'm very excited for the football. I'm also joined by Jake Longhurst, a Detroit Lions fan. Jake, how are you?
I'm all right, mate. Glad I'm not watching the Lions.
Yeah, the Lions, if you don't know, are one of the worst franchises in all of sport. But these two teams are certainly not the worst in franchise of university sport. April is going to tell you a little bit about Trent's American football team.
Yeah, so they were in Division 1A North this year, which is sort of like the second kind of tier of uni sport. And they made it into their playoffs, but lost in the quarterfinal, which is obviously a big disappointment. If they had managed to win their whole tournament, they would have got a promotion, but obviously making the playoffs is like the first step, and hopefully next year they can build on that and then get the promotion next year.
Fantastic stuff. Trent in will be in pink and blue. The green and gold, well, they're in green and gold, it's fair to say. Jake Longhurst, I'm going to ask you about University of Nottingham. Had a fantastic year reaching the finals of Bucks, but were unfortunate not to win.
They were indeed. So they were in the Prem in the North Division, and so the first team will be wearing gold today. They lost just on Wednesday versus UWE, and they beat UEA and Birmingham to get there. So, you know, they're a very competitive American football team at uni level, one of the best in the country. So hoping for a bit of a varsity win today.
Yeah, we are University Radio Nottingham, so we're going to be supporting Nottingham, of course. This is the first of many sports coming up. April will be covering live basketball on Thursday, but we also have lacrosse and rugby league coming this week. Stay tuned.
This is URN.
So we have just had the first touchdown of the game, and it is to Uni of. What was your opinion of that, Toby?
I mean, it was fantastic, really. They managed to retain the kickoff. Having done a sort of short 10-20 yard kick, fumbled by the Trent, and then managed to get the ball back, and then ran three plays, all running back, just straight through the middle of Trent, around the side for the first one, and some really good blocking, gave him lots of space, and he made it through the middle and managed to reach out a hand and get it in the zone.
Yeah, very well explained. Some good space and blocking, like you said, for that touchdown, running through the middle, and they just got the extra point, so that is 7-0 to Uni.
This is URN.
Touchdown for Trent. Do you want to explain a bit of that, Toby?
Yeah, the quarterback dropped into the pocket and found one of the wide receivers cutting in on a post-line. Post-line?
Yeah, post-route, yeah.
Post-route. And managed to step a few of the green and gold players, managed to claw him down right at the end, but not enough to keep him out of the end zone.
Exactly, yeah, you're right. He did manage to like dodge a few of the Uni of defenders, and I thought they were going to get him down, but yeah, some great work by the receiver there, and they're just lining up for the extra point, and then it should be 7 each.
I'm joined by Alan here, one of the fans. How have you found the day so far, mate?
Yeah, it's great. Sun's out. There's a lot of people in the crowds. It's a great game so far. Really enjoying it.
Exactly. Yeah. It's 10-7 right now for UON. How do you think they played?
Definitely could have played better compared to the rest of the season. But the first team on Josh isn't on. Tom's last year, so he's playing as quarterback today. We're doing pretty well against Trent so far. But we could do a lot better.
Definitely. Do you think then we'll... Is the quarterback, is he different to the normal string then, or is it...
Yeah. Okay. So Tom is second string, and Josh, the American quarterback, is not playing today. He is offensive coordinator today.
Oh, goodness. Was that involved? Just playing plays?
Yeah, he basically just says what plays to play on the sideline.
Exactly, nice. And so what do you think the final score will be? Score prediction?
Oh, it depends. I mean... We're playing decent, but the offense really needs to get the act together. We're doing a lot of good run plays, but the pass plays, that's not there. We've got good receivers, but Tom just needs to connect those passes together. If we get those connections, it could easily be, I reckon, a 30-10 to us.
And defensively, we look really good, haven't we? A couple interceptions already, some big hits. Thoughts on that?
Yeah, I mean, our defense has always been great. Jack Mayfield, Aaron Young, to name a few. Frankie as well. I think as long as our defense holds up, I mean, their offensive play is not that great. It's just a few runs, and their pass plays is quite short.
Yeah.
I think if we just keep them within 5 yards each play, we can easily not let them score any points.
Amazing. Thanks, Alan.
Any more points.
Alan, cheers.
Touchdown for Trent. Do you want to explain a bit of that, Toby?
Yeah, the quarterback dropped into the pocket and found one of the wide receivers cutting in on a post line?
Yeah, post route, yeah.
Post route. And managed to step a few of the green and gold players, managed to claw him down right at the end, but not enough to keep him out of the end zone.
Exactly, yeah, you're right. He did manage to like dodge a few of the Uniov defenders, and I thought they were going to get him down, but yeah, some great work by the receiver there, and they're just lining up for the extra point, and then it should be 7 each.
It's just gone the end of the first quarter. 7-all, a fantastic game. It's fair to say Trenton brought their A game. A lot of hooks and ladders, trick plays. It's been a delight to watch. Their defence has been fantastic. A few massive hits just in front of us. Jay, what's been your thoughts on the first quarter?
I think it's been a lot more competitive than we expected. We expected Nottingham, as having been in the finals of the Prem, to be a bit more competitive than they are. I feel like they might wake up a bit this quarter, hopefully, but there's been plenty of great plays. Nottingham have had some great opportunities, as have Trent. 7-all is obviously very tight, so all to play for coming into the second quarter.
Plenty of turnovers on both sides. This is the magic of varsity. Any team can win. Let's hope it's the green and gold. Stay tuned. It is 10-7 after a beautiful work down the field of the green and gold. And then on the kickoff following the field goal, what's happened there, Jake?
They have only gone and just received it mere yards in front of themselves. It was absolutely brilliantly kicked.
A beautiful squib kick for those.
Very cheeky squib. I've not seen a squib like that in a while, I'll tell you that much.
Okay, we're going to veer away from your cheeky squib. For those who are interested in the sport, a fantastic play. The punter actually picked the ball up. And it's just that level of class was demonstrated with the drive, and then that added extra little bit of aggression is so important in these varsity contacts. Oh, fuck, I fucked that up. It's so important in this game, and you just think that green and gold, that extra division, is going to be the reason why they will win today.
They've put plenty of pressure on, and the work up the field, it's been slow, but it's been constant, and there's always been progress. They've looked really good, they've looked in control, and they've deserved the 10-7. Fingers crossed, more points for the green and gold coming shortly. We'll get back to you soon. Keep it locked.
It is half time here at David Ross in the varsity game between the University of Nottingham and University of Nottingham Trent. It is 10-7. It's been a good game, guys. What's everyone's thoughts? Jake, I'll come to you first.
I have to say it's been competitive. It's been tighter than I think we all expected. There's been a good number of fumbles and interceptions from both sides, as well as plenty of trick plays and some really impressive runs from both sides as well. So very evenly matched, all to play for coming into the second half. I'm really looking forward to seeing more great play from both sides.
April, we were sort of expecting Trent to be in a division down, not be in this L competitive, but 10-7 really says a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, exactly. They can really change this around very quickly. Obviously, it's only a small lead for Uniov at the moment. And yeah, like Jake said, there's been like good trick plays on both sides, and they've both really sort of brought their A game to this match.
Yeah, Trent have really utilised things like hooks and ladders, passing plays, some fake punts. It's been a delight to watch, really fun stuff. Toby, you're not the American football aficionado here, but you are an avid sports fan. How have you found the atmosphere?
No, it's been fantastic. I mean, there's the crowd a lot bigger than perhaps I thought it would be. It seems excessive. They've got a big speaker and one of the American players from UON is up there commentating, really getting the crowd going. And a lot more knowledgeable than myself and a lot of the crowd, I think. So helping them understand it a lot more.
My favourite part has definitely been of the half. That's another University of Nottingham first down. He's been fantastic. We'll keep you up to date with everything that happens in the second half.
We are joined by some of the cheerleaders who have joined the Varsity American Football game at half time. Great performance, guys. So we're joined by Anya, Jodie and Beth.
Yeah.
Guys, how did you find the performance? Did you enjoy it?
Yeah, no. It was our first performance and it went really well. So
not only the first performance from our team and most of the team, but first performance in like 2 years.
For varsity.
So
yeah, there's some girls on the team that have cheered for 3 years and this is their first varsity, yeah. So it was a big one.
Some girls never cheered before.
Yeah.
Great. And it's just amazing. Loved it.
So it means a lot for the team as well. Yeah. And, well, it looks really good from here. Obviously, we've been focusing largely on the game and Varsity as a whole. Yeah. So it's really good to get a bit more of an experience from something that we don't see as much at Varsity.
Yeah.
So do you guys feel like it's good for cheerleading to get out and get in during Varsity?
Definitely. Because everyone sees cheerleading as like a sport. Exactly, not a sport. Something that's easy, but that is not easy. I'm still out of breath.
That's taken weeks of practice.
Taken the whole year. The whole year of training for that. And no, yeah, it's really good to like get out, and especially obviously whether things hit or not, we'd all be really happy, but everything hit really well. Yeah. And I think just as a group it meant a lot, so we're all really pleased.
That like the end goal as well is to like support our teams and cheer for them and just make sure that like morale is high for everyone, because they've not played matches in long. So it's just like overall a nice kind of team spirit, I feel like.
Yeah, and do you guys know anything about the American football at all, or are you kind of just watching along, seeing how it goes?
I'm watching, but I don't really know what's happening.
I watched the other match, the kind of finals that they were in, so I've got kind of some sort of idea, but on a whole I just kind of cheer when everyone else is cheering.
Oh, I was going to say I have friends in it, so sometimes I watch, so like I have a vague idea.
That's fair. Well, hope you guys enjoy the rest of your day. It was a great performance, and hopefully we'll see a bit more of you guys at the rest of Varsity.
Yeah, thank you.
Enjoy.
And suddenly, it's a different picture. Trent went 14-10 up after a pass interference play right at the front edge of the end zone, and then got a quick run in off the third attempt. Then, April, what happened?
Well, straight off the kickoff, it was a kickoff return for a touchdown from Uni of Nottingham. Some great blocking on that special teams play and a great run all the way up the left touchline, making it all the way to the end zone. So now the score, and including with the extra point, the score is now 17-14.
It's been a fantastic start to the second half and the third quarter. It's just been an absolute end-to-end game, so competitive, and a real Varsity game.
This is URN.
So we are midway through the third quarter, and Uni of just scored a lovely touchdown in the corner of the Astro near the David Ross to make it 24-14, including the PAT. April, how are you finding it so far in the third quarter?
Yeah, Uni of Nottingham really opened up a 10-point lead now, so it's sort of like they're trying to assert their position on the match. We did hear from one of the coaches that like if they get enough of a lead, they might rotate a few other guys. But I mean, going into the second half, they're going to want to rotate players anyway to keep up the energy levels. And it's quite a hot day, especially in the sun, when they're going to be, high energy. And it's been a very high energy and high passionate game.
Yeah, the quality from Uni of is definitely starting to show a bit more. It's still very competitive. There's still definitely a chance for Trent if they can bring it back soon. But Nottingham is definitely starting to show off a bit more of their quality, and fingers crossed this is all looking good for the green and gold to get a win on Varsity. Stay tuned.
This is URN.
It is spicing up here at Varsity. 21 for Trent and 24 for the green and gold. You wouldn't believe it. A block punt, then an absolute dime thrown to the back of the end zone. And Trent are back into this. Obviously, not playing their full team, but Trent are playing fantastic. This is their big derby. This is their Super Bowl. Jake, what did you think of that touchdown?
I thought it was absolutely wonderfully worked. Obviously, the blocked punt has really come back and dealt a massive blow to UON, not just in terms of morale, but also now in terms of scoreline. Only 3 points ahead. Still in a winning position, but far closer. And at this point, it could go either way quite easily. Obviously, as you said, they're not playing their full first team, but they should still win. Although at this point, who knows what will happen? So let's see. Stay tuned for more.
This game is not over. It seems to be turnover after turnover. It's been scrappy sort of play, interceptions and a blocked punt in the last few minutes, giving Trent a really commanding position on the pitch. Two scores down late into the fourth quarter. Could we see a Varsity miracle here, Jake Longhurst, as there's a play and just tackled a 2-yard gain? How's it going?
It's heating up immensely. I was not expecting it to be this tight this late. Obviously, UON still have a good lead, but anything could happen, especially with Trent this close to the end zone. So all to play for still, even this late in the fourth quarter. Let's see what happens.
And that is it. Nottingham Trent lose 21-24 to the green and gold. How did everyone find that game? I'll go to April first.
Yeah, it was an amazing game. Very
close contest the entire way through. Lots of interesting plays and also lots of big plays on defence, especially with the block punt. It sort of made us think like Trent still had a chance towards the end. But yeah, like you said, Green and Gold just coming through at the end. And speaking to some of the players, you know, you sort of realise that they really cared a lot about this game and about varsity and the tradition of the sport and stuff. So it was a great day overall and a great game. And I definitely would recommend to everyone go and watch the other varsity events and the ones after Easter as well.
Toby, as a non-American football fan, how did you find it?
No, it was good. It was really good fun. Crowd, fantastic, as I think mentioned earlier. And it was a great game to the right down to the wire. Trent still pushing on. A few blocked punt attempts. And interceptions all the way from both sides until right down to the last minute when Ewan finally on a third down made 1 yard to claim victory.
A fantastic way to start varsity coverage on URN. If you want to keep up to date, if you want to keep up to date with the major sports, Rugby League will have a podcast too. Basketball will have a live coverage 5 till about 9 on URN 1350, so do tune into that. Thank you very much for listening. Thank you for staying up to date with us on URN _ away days. All we can say now is go well and keep at URN.
Cheers.
Thank you, Dave. We are joined by the University of Nottingham's running back, Toff. How are you doing today?
I'm doing great. We just won today, so it's good vibes. It's good weather out, and it's a good day to be here.
Yeah, as a running back, quite a tough game today. A lot of big hits. How are you feeling now?
My body hurts. I'm not going to lie. My thumb hurts, my body hurts, my back hurts. But that's American football. You just got to go out and enjoy yourself. That's what it takes.
Beating Trent, how are you feeling right now?
I'm feeling good. I believed in my team, so as soon as we walked down to the field, we have the winning mentality that we're always going to win. They gave us a tough fight, I'm not going to lie. I was quite surprised, but we got the win. That's what's important.
Tough, it's been a delight talking to you. Enjoy the rest of your evening.
Thank you.
Cheers, mate. We're joined by Kelvin, who played with broken ribs and a broken thumb. Wide receiver for University of Nottingham. Fantastic win.
Hey, man, I appreciate it, bro. And it's bruised ribs. Yeah.
Did it hurt?
Yeah, it still hurt. I'm not even going to lie. When number 8 hit me, I felt that. I felt that. But it was a great game by both teams. You know, they fought hard. So I appreciate everything about this game and about these people and these teammates. Just everything about Notts is just great, you know.
How you found your time in Nottingham?
I loved it. You know, compared to New York City, it's very quiet. It's peaceful. And, like, that's what I'm looking for. And I really loved it, and I enjoyed every bit of it.
Well, Kelvin, congratulations on the varsity win, and enjoy the rest of your evening.
Yeah, thank you, man. You too.
Cheers. Thank you. We're joined by Josh, a defensive lineman for University of Nottingham. Trent, tough loss today, Trent.
Yeah, it was a hard game.
Yeah. How are you feeling right now?
Achy, I think's the correct term, but we gave a good show, and it was 3-0 loss, so it wasn't too bad.
Obviously, Nottingham, a division above you. I thought you put a fantastic show. How important is this game to Trent and the university?
I think in terms of games, it's one of the highest sort of emotions, I think, and especially for the graduates as well, and obviously everyone who's played with Beef as well, because obviously we lost Beef this year as well, so...
It's a real tough loss to take, but everyone's saying Trent did themselves proud. How would you reflect on that game overall?
I think we gave them a very good show. I think it was 3-0 loss, so we can be proud of that. Yeah.
Thank you very much for your time. Thanks.
Anytime.
We are joined by Henry, a linebacker for University of Nottingham. Fantastic win.
I think we came out slow. Big game on Tuesday, and we came out a bit slow and a bit tired. But all credit for Trent, they came and brought the game to us, and we can't happy.
Such a big derby. Trent came up with a few trick plays, a few hooks and ladders to start off. As a linebacker, were you a bit worried that they might have something up their sleeve?
I knew they would come out with all their trick plays and all that. It's varsity, we know what it's about. But we had stuff of our own. We had it all planned, and I think at the end of the day, we came out on the win, so can't really complain.
Well, thank you. Oh, it's your last game. How does it feel to end your green and gold career like this?
It's a nice to come out on a sunny day and win varsity. You can't really complain for a much better send-off.
Right, we'll let you go to the tunnel. Enjoy the rest of your day. Thank you.
This is URN.